You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
6 minutes past the hour.
Yeah.
Cloudy, 35 degrees, highs in the mid-50s, a mix of clouds and some sunshine today.
A little reminder that we're filling in for Maggie Dawn in the afternoon at 2 o'clock, so check that out. We got a whole bunch of other stories that we get to as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we have producer Sam pushing the buttons and switches in there and taking your calls and checking out the texts.
Finding the old sledgehammer theme.
Oh, that was great.
Wow.
We'll have to use that
again.
I love
that.
Hey, guess what? Since it's after 7 o'clock here, we are in a keyword hour for our text to win break into spring statewide contest. That's right. You have a chance to win something this hour. The prize, by the way, let me just double check to be sure, is a pair of Brewer tickets. Yeah, club level seats to a Milwaukee Brewers game up for grabs this hour. And all you have to do is text in the keyword. What is that keyword? It's called, here's the word.
Okay. What is
it? Okay, ready?
What is,
ready?
Okay.
I want to make sure I have it right.
Starts with what letter?
B.
Okay.
Base. Base is the key word. Base. Like baseball, but not baseball. Base.
Like hitting the base.
Yeah. I'm all about that base. About that base. No trouble. I'm all about that base. But this base is spelled B-A-S-E, okay?
You're right.
B-A-S-E. Base is the key word. So you have this hour up until 8 a.m. To text that into us here. You can use the Civic Media app. You can download it for free. You can use it for free anywhere you go. And you can text us right now, 608-879-8255. So use the app. Get that word base in before 8 a.m. And again, Milwaukee Brewers tickets, the Milwaukee Brewer club level tickets up for grabs this hour. And every text that you send us, every entry, puts you into the grand prize drawing of brand new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison. So download that Civic Media app and be listening throughout the day. Other chances to win at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. in those hours. And again, the text to win word, the keyword is base, B-A-S-E.
All right.
Okay, you got it, John?
I'm ready to go.
You're not eligible. Yeah.
Okay,
sorry.
Well, thanks a lot for reminding me.
Okay.
You know, here I had built up
had
this expectation
up, huh?
level.
I'm sorry.
I was going to be a winner this time.
You can't do it.
All right.
It's not allowed. Okay. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255.
Okay. Right. I'm just checking out Pete Hegseth and seeing it.
It's going to be a busy day for him.
He's arriving at the airport, right? He's walking across the tarmac, and he's got his aviator glasses.
Oh, he's looking pretty cool.
He's looking
slick.
It's a bit of cosplay, I think. These guys are just dressing up for the role.
Yeah.
And it's like watching an old episode of Miami Vice. You know, it's just it's grotesque. You know, the Hegseth.
Yeah.
Who greases down their hair like that anymore? Nobody. You know
what? Sam, you should grease down your hair.
Sam,
like that.
You could use a little grease on it.
Get some product. Yeah. Slick it back.
Oh,
I guess he likes
God.
That. And he's got a million tattoos. You know, he
oh,
likes to show
he?
Them
yeah.
off.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's
does,
had all
yeah.
kinds of photographs on his, his website
that's
or
right.
whatever.
White nationalist tattoos.
Yeah, he's into that.
He's a real man.
I guess so.
Yeah, masculine
and he knows exactly what he's doing. That's what he told reporters. Okay, Pete.
Well, just as long as you keep telling us that, then we'll believe you. For anybody that has to say that, you know, you got a problem. You got a real problem right away.
Exactly. A little bit later on this hour, we'll welcome in Mike McCabe and talk to him about his latest Substack article. Yeah. It's about Nero fiddling.
Yes, while Rome burned. And that's what's happening right now.
Started playing
as we speak.
Yep.
All right. Now, this is a big problem in other states. We don't have this problem, and I want to bring this up. This is a Wisconsin issue that was brought to our attention by Election Commissioner Ann Jacobs. She thought we all should know this. If you might have read this, Trump ordered the states to require proof of citizenship in federal elections, all right? Election experts said Trump was claiming power he does not have and said lawsuits over the measure were all but guaranteed. He can't do this. He can't take control of the federal elections and make rules up all by his lonesome. All right? It just can't
happen. Well, he thinks he can, though.
Yeah. Trump also sought to withhold federal election funding from states who do not comply with his directive.
Again, well, see, here we go.
Yeah.
It's all about the money.
And he really can't do that either because that's Congress's responsibility.
Right.
But here's the thing, okay? Election Commissioner Ann Jacobs had to clarify this, and she came out with a point plan that you should know, okay?
All right.
Wisconsin Supreme Court race that we have coming up here is not affected by anything like this. There is no proof of citizenship in this state.
Okay.
All right. The Wisconsin race is not a federal election, of course. So any federal demands do not and cannot take effect in this particular race. The executive order focuses on the National Voting Rights Act and purports to require proof of citizenship for those persons using that form to register to vote. Well, get this. Wisconsin is exempt from the NVRA, the National Voting Rights Act, and is prohibited by state court rulings. All right? So we can't do it. And this is the court that ruled is in Waukesha County, of all places, very Republican.
Okay.
So you know it's true.
Right.
And from even using the National Voting Rights Act registration, you cannot do it in Wisconsin. It is prohibited by law. Voters cannot use that registration form. Okay, so this will never apply to Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, it is disappointing. She wrote this.
Yeah.
Finally, it's disappointing that the federal government is attempting to make people worry about voting this close to an important election. I hope this is not a ham-fisted attempt to shore up a failing bid for the Wisconsin Supreme Court by the candidate currently behind in the polls. So again, the proof of citizenship required by Trump via his executive order is not applicable in our state. And I don't know what other states where it's applicable, but again, this is not a federal election. So it doesn't apply at all, and we are prohibited from even using the National Voting Rights Act form to sign up.
Well, Trump doesn't know about that, and he doesn't care. He just...
He's just throwing this stuff out there, right?
Exactly. That's what he does.
Just let
That's
it happen.
What he always does.
Well, if you believe me, it's crazy stuff. But, you know, a lot of states are going to this. You know, it's the SAVE Act.
Mm-hmm.
And Arizona, requiring all Arizonans, more than 5 million voting-age citizens, to provide documentary proof of citizenship in person when registering to vote. You have to do this in Arizona. Yeah, this is what they want. Updating their voter registration and even casting their ballot, they have to show proof of citizenship. The name on a photo ID must match your birth certificate exactly. That's what they're requiring in Arizona.
Wow.
All right. Now, I know there's probably a lot of retirees out there in Arizona from other states, and they
have their birth
certificates.
Right.
And they're probably married couples, so that's going to be a big problem for anybody that wants to vote out there.
Mm-hmm.
Online and mail-in voter registration, lifelines for rural voters would be eliminated, forcing people to travel in person during business hours to an election office just to register or update their information. That could mean an 8-hour round trip if they're that far away from wherever they need to register.
Just make it more, even more difficult.
Well, yes, and this is kind of what they're doing now to the Social Security Administration.
Yes, just
right?
Completely gum up the works.
Right. Get rid of some of the offices, and those offices may be, you know, very long distances away from where you need to go. So, this is bad stuff. They found a way to make it difficult to access all of these benefits, voting and Social Security. Married women, 1.5 million married women are in Arizona have changed their name to their marriage name.
Yeah.
And seniors, Arizona is home to 1.6 million seniors, many of whom have been voting for decades, but who now have to reapprove their citizenship to vote.
This is crazy.
And then veterans and service members, over 600,000 service members and veterans who frequently move due to deployments, would no longer be able to use their military ID as proof of citizenship. Isn't that crazy?
It's nuts.
And disaster victims. Arizona wildfires that force families to flee their homes often leave documents behind. Losing critical documents in a disaster could mean losing access to the ballot. The SAVE Act is designed to suppress votes. Plain and simple.
I'm glad I don't live in Arizona. I have cousins there I haven't seen in 40 or 50
years.
Have
you been to Arizona?
I have been there many years ago, but it's a beautiful state.
It's gorgeous.
You know, it's got a lot of desert out there.
Well, I know if you like a lot of flat land.
Cactus, cowboy hats.
Well, I like the cactus.
Do you like the cactus?
You can't touch them. You can't take them home.
No, you don't want to do that. It's a bad idea.
But and then they check you, you know, for fruit and stuff across the state line.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
No kidding. Why?
Yeah, you can't import fruit or take stuff out of the state?
Really? Well, what's the point there?
I don't know. I remember when I went out there, you couldn't bring fruit or in or out.
How strange.
Yeah.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by our friends at David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource, celebrating 65 years, doing lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. David J. Frank, the largest landscape contractor in Wisconsin. Offices in our area in southern Wisconsin, in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha. They have other locations across the state. Go to davidjfrank.com for more information. Again, the keyword this hour in our text to win break into spring contest is BASE, B-A-S-E. You can text that to us before 8 a.m. to get in on those Brewer tickets, Milwaukee Brewer tickets. We'll come back and take your phone calls here, 608-879-8255, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Oh, yeah. WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy in the morning.
It's 21 past the hour and 35 degrees with cloudy skies this morning and expecting highs, I think, in the 50s. But let's find out what our WMDX meteorologist has to say about our weather for today. Brittany Merlot, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Fabulous.
Yeah, we're looking forward to warm weather and grilling out again.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Soon,
good.
I hope.
Yeah, my snowman was kind of iffy yesterday.
Yeah.
Everything that I had, all the rocks, the eyes, and the buttons, they all melted into him. And he's still standing, so we've still got a little bit of snow up here. But nah, it's going to go away today, that's for sure.
Oh, that's
but you guys, beautiful.
Yeah.
Sunny, gorgeous.
It's going to be
50s.
Nice. Yeah. We'll take
it. I'm going to have about 53 degrees today. I'll trade you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the official WMDX Samsung watch said high of 55, so we'll see.
Ooh.
Yeah.
See who's right.
Yeah.
You know, 53 or 55. So close. Right. I love it.
So what can we expect the next few days? Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a little chance of rain after midnight that could linger early tomorrow morning. So don't be surprised if there's a few sprinkles early. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, tomorrow will be mostly cloudy. Same temperatures into those low 50s. And then we start to really warm things up. Friday, it wants to hit 70 degrees.
Mm-hmm. 70? Wow.
Yes. Yes.
So I want it to hit 70 degrees.
Me too.
But there's always a price to pay. It's not going to be gorgeous out there or anything. We've got chances for storms in the morning on Friday, then a rainy, gross afternoon, and then a partly sunny evening. What do you think?
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
It is better that it's the evening is partly sunny and that's when we're off work. And
yeah.
You know, yeah. We got to find the positives because this weekend is disgusting. All rain.
What? It's going to rain all weekend?
Oh, basically, it's going to ramp up on Saturday. Oh, no. It's going to continue on Sunday. We've got a good inch to an inch and a half of rain to go. And maybe that could even flip over to some ice on Sunday night and snow on Monday, which is the worst timing.
Yeah.
Boy.
Hey, okay. I want to touch base on, NOAA and and the problems with that. I heard a report from you in regards to this. Could you fill us in a little bit on the weather balloon situation?
Absolutely. So weather balloons. All right. It's this big balloon. It's not like the small ones that you're thinking of. It's massive. It goes all the way up, lifts up into the atmosphere, gathers all this data, sends it back, makes a fancy little graph for us. And we pretty much dissect that for forecasts. And it's really, really, really important for forecasting tornadoes. Basically, it shows, is that atmosphere spinning in the right direction? Does it have enough energy up there to tap into? Will it explode and become really strong and severe? And we use this and we send these balloons up two times a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. Yeah. Well, the cuts, they just cut the morning out of National Weather Service in Green Bay.
What?
This is the data that we use in the morning to forecast those storms and tornadoes that always pop up in the afternoon, right? Right between 1 to 4 o'clock. Well, we're not going to have that data until 7 when they send that balloon up at 7 p.m. now. Okay. Only one time a day are they going to do it. And that's going to really, really hurt our forecasting.
Isn't that something?
Could hurt a lot of people as well.
Yep.
Now, are those balloons? I've seen these balloons. I've know a little bit about them, but I never asked. Are these what happens to these balloons? Do they explode eventually?
They do.
Yeah. They
go way up there, higher than the clouds. They'll get up there. They'll expand. They'll be as big as a bus, I hear.
No kidding. I knew they were big. Yeah. Not that big. Wow.
Yep. And then they'll pop. And this little box will fall all the way down with a parachute. It's got a parachute attached to it. And then we know exactly where it is. It's GPS located, and we'll go find it. Send it up again.
Well, that sounds pretty cool.
Doesn't it?
Yes. Well,
okay.
I can't imagine why this would save anybody any money, why they would go after something so important to everybody, especially early on in the day where you can forecast what's going to happen later on in the day when all of these storms occur.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea. It shocks me. It makes zero sense. Like, keep the morning one, you know?
Yeah,
right.
The evening, maybe. But 14 stations out of the entire United States have gotten either shut down from balloon launches or taken, you know, at least one of them away. And a lot of them are in the upper Midwest, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So. All right. Well,
we answered
story.
The question for Kurt. He was curious about what happened to the balloons.
They crashed to the ground. Yeah, no. Okay.
All right.
Well, Brittany, thank you so much. You have a good
day.
You're
welcome, guys.
We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks. That's Brittany Merlot, our WMDX meteorologist. 26 minutes past the hour. Let's go to the phones. Dick has been hanging on the line with a question or a comment. Good morning, Dick.
Morning. They come back to the Earth a lot safer than SpaceX stuff.
Those weather balloons. Yes, exactly.
A friend and I were kicking this around, and I just want you guys to tell me what you think. He's saying, this friend of mine yesterday, we were kicking around this situation with this, you know,
signal
that went on over the weekend.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, and he thinks it's all going to go away within 2 days, and the media will just drop it.
Mm.
And I'm going, you know, you might be right. But then yesterday, you know, he said something about bringing Elon in. You know, he's the expert here. Last I heard, he's too busy launching his new line of Teslas called the Edsel.
And, new Edsel.
Seriously, if they let him slide on this, how long did they persecute Hillary Clinton for nothing even close to this.
Nothing right. even close. Yeah, this yeah. is outrageous. That's it a good it point. Really is. And each one of them asked for Hillary to step down or go to prison.
And that went on forever.
It, yeah. it's, you know, it still is.
Yes.
Still going on.
Yeah. yeah. Wow.
Crazy
yeah,
stuff.
I just wondering what you're thinking is yeah. on it. Are the national media just going to let it slide in a couple days? Or
that's a good question. I think they are going to let it slide.
I have my doubts about it. I think this is going to go on for a while. I think there's going to be enough Republicans stepping up that they'll do a little bit more investigation, and somebody's going to have to walk the plank.
Well, it's cosplay for Pete Hegseth anyway. Yeah. I mean, he just loves playing this role. Mm-hmm. He really does, and he's doubling down on it as well.
Dick, thank you for that call. It's 28 minutes past the hour.
It is.
Coming up after the break here, we've got Mike McCabe standing by. Mm-hmm. He'll be talking about his latest Substack article and everything else that's going on. I want to remind you one more time the key word for this hour. Actually, I'll remind you again next hour, too. But the key word is base. If you're in on our Text to Win contest, break into spring Text to Win statewide contest. Again, the word this hour is base. With a pair of Brewer tickets up for grabs. We'll continue with more of John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX. Stay with us.
Portion of the show is being brought to you by Teeth R Us, the world's largest tooth care center. Remember, when you have a bad tooth pulled at Teeth R Us, we'll remove two healthy teeth absolutely free. And don't forget to bring the kids along to swim in our heated Olympic-sized 40-foot spit sink.
I'm going to be going there.
That's what you're doing.
Are you taking morning. The kids along?
Yeah, no. No, they're too old for that. No.
Getting your crown fixed, huh?
Yeah, my crown, I broke it in half, and I've been walking around with a half a crown. That's just outrageous.
That's terrible. Yeah. It's a bad look for you.
It
yeah. You need a complete crown.
Oh, I know.
You're the king of the morning show here.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
7:35, cloudy.
Now we're getting serious.
35 degrees, highs in the mid-50s today. It's going to be beautiful. We'll see the clouds breaking for us, some sunshine. We want to remind you our Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest is on, and this is a keyword hour. And the keyword, if you're playing at home or wherever you are, this word for this hour is base, B-A-S-E. So you want to text us on the Civic Media app. You can do that for free, of course. You can download the app and use it for free. Text in the word base. Up for grabs this hour is a Milwaukee Brewers, a pair of tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers. These are club-level tickets, and that puts you into the grand prize drawing for a brand-new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison, including the mattress, the sheets, the pillows, and some more accessories. So, again, the word is base. You can text that to us. Again, use the Civic Media app, or you can go to 608-879-8255.
All right. Our special guest this morning, Mike McCabe from Substack, an author as well. And you've got an interesting post this time around. And we're talking about watching the country burn.
Like Rome. Rome's burning.
Yes, it is. The comparisons are out there. And, you know, every day I wake up and I look at what's going on in the news and I get depressed and I curl up. Right? I curl up in the corner
of the
studio.
Yeah, right over
there. In the fetal position, and it takes me a while to kind of unwind.
It's kind of sad. So help us, Mike.
Yes, help us, Mike. Please help
us,
Mike.
Hold our hand. Give us some hope. A glimmer of hope. Anything.
Yeah. Well, my latest article starts out about Nero.
Right.
The Roman emperor from almost 2,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. But the article is really about the ruling class. And, you know, Nero was a megalomaniac.
Okay.
And, And he was very musically inclined, so he liked to put on these grand displays of his artistic prowess for the masses. And of course, you know, the most famous incident during his reign was the fire of Rome in 68 AD. And the city was ablaze for 9 days. And it's said that Nero fiddled while Rome burned.
And I
kind of start the article about Nero, a megalomaniac, a vicious tyrant who would heavily tax people to fund gifts for those he favored, and brutally cracked down on anybody who questioned his rule. But, you know, the perhaps the moral to the story comes with Nero's end. You know, he eventually was sentenced to death by the Roman Senate. He fled Rome and ended up taking his own life in a suburban villa outside of the city. So, you know, these kinds of rulers come and they go. But I think what's important is to understand how the ruling class really thinks. And so what the article's really about is not Nero, but about the fact that the thing the ruling class fears most of all is a united working class.
Yeah.
And so all of the things that we see today, the immigrant bashing, gets chalked up to xenophobia, fear of outsiders, right? And I think we overlook the fact that there is something more than just xenophobia going on here. It's also about trying to control native-born Americans, white people, the white working class, and the way you control them is by dividing and conquering them. And then you think about all the race baiting, that, you know, the vicious racism that you see in our country that gets expressed and gets acted on in our country, and that's not it gets chalked up to, you know, simply fear and hatred of black and brown people, right? What gets overlooked is how it's also an instrument of control of white people, specifically the white working class. Because how do you control the white working class? You divide and conquer them.
Yes.
And so you tell people, yeah, that immigrant's taking your job. Or that black or brown person is your enemy because they're doing something that is harmful to you. And I think we often look at the surface of these kinds of actions and say, well, that's just despicable. That's xenophobia, or that's racism. That's just raw bigotry. And we overlook the extent to which this is... the real aim is to control the majority of the population, which happens in this country to be white. And the only way you can make sure there's not a united working class is by using these kinds of wedges to divide people.
Right.
And so that's why these culture wars get waged. That's why there's the immigrant bashing. That's why there are these prominent displays of bigotry and racism. It's to try to get white working class people to see each other as enemies. And they've done it with remarkable success. They've got white working people at each other's throats, which is the way you control them. And we need to see through that. We need to see it for what it is. That a lot of times these actions that are taken are not ends, they're means. They're not the ultimate aim of the ruling class. The ultimate aim of the ruling class is to control the majority of the population.
That's right.
Which happens to be white working class people.
I know. See, you know, we always talk about white nationalism, right? And they want that white majority out there, but they also want to control them.
Yeah.
They've already been very good at messaging on this, and that is that, you know, this is your lot in life. This is where you are. Your situation is that way because of what you've done, not what we've done or set you up for, but it's your thing. we're not responsible for it. They're washing their hands of it. And I think the immigration thing, we knew all along that if they get rid of immigrants, we're going to have a labor shortage, right? And now in Florida, they're looking at loosening up child labor laws in order to hire kids now to do the jobs of immigrants. This is how, and then, of course, white, and they're going to be controlling these individuals, and these people will have lower class jobs and not be able to move up into the system. Again, it's locking people into where they are right now, and I think that's part of the power play, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and when you think about immigrants, there are certain kinds of immigrants that they think they need to work in certain professions. And so they welcome those immigrants. They want those immigrants.
Yeah.
But they use immigrants also as a means of dividing the domestic population. That immigrant over there, that person's going to take your job. That immigrant over there, that person's going to make your neighborhood unsafe. It's always fanning those flames. But the aim, ultimately, is to control the majority of the population. And what's really interesting is when someone out there starts to talk in a way that is really class conscious, it is, and starts talking about the ruling class and the working class, what do those people in power do? But they howl. That's class warfare. That's horrible. You're trying to divide people. No, actually, that kind of talk is aimed at unifying people. It's aimed at trying to get people, working class people, to understand how much they have in common. Abortion. I don't think these people in power care one way or another about abortion, but they see it as a tool to divide people. Because you've got some people based on their religious beliefs who have a philosophical problem with abortion. Now, if you can get that person to stop seeing all the things that they've got in common with their neighbors and see them as enemies on that single issue, you've got them divided. You've got them right where you want them. And that's what's at work with so many of these issues, so many of these actions, so much of this rhetoric is really designed to divide working class people.
Well, there's a lot of toxic masculinity involved in that. A lot of attempts to try to undo women's liberation. That was a huge movement. It did so much for women. They finally got into the working class, and it just seemed to work out. But, you know, now there's this discussion about having women out in the workplace actually was a bad idea, because then it divided the family, and it also meant that it brought down wages, because now women are out there, so they didn't have to pay people as much, because they're, you know, families are two working parents, so they could keep the wages low. My head spins just from all of the messaging on this.
Well, gender is another one of those natural dividing lines that they can exploit.
Yeah.
They look at that and they say, well, let's tell the men that the women are taking over their jobs or taking their place in a university. And you know, let's fan those flames as well. Because if we can get men and women to see each other as enemies, again, that puts us in a position of being able to more easily control the whole population. That Nero was all about controlling the population in his day, ruling over his empire. And I don't think ruling class people have changed their thinking very much at all over the centuries. They still think about, how do I keep these people submissive? Mm-hmm. How do I keep these masses of people at each other's throats to the extent necessary for me to rule over them?
Right.
And we're seeing that today, perhaps more in a more pronounced way than any time in our lifetimes. We're seeing that play out now, this divide and conquer strategy in order to control working class people so that rich people can get richer. Billionaires can become trillionaires.
Yeah.
Talking to Mike McCabe, author and blogger. And Mike, so you've analyzed the problem. What can we do about divide and conquer? What can the resistance do?
First and foremost, see it for what it is.
Yeah.
Don't mistake means for ends. Don't think that they're doing this simply because, you know, for the obvious reason. See it for what it is, that these actions are means to an end, which is about dividing and conquering working class people. And I think, to the greatest extent possible, if we can overlook those things that we may disagree on and see our common interests, that's where we are able to unite with each other.
I think we're seeing something like that at the town halls right now. I mean,
yep.
These are in red areas, and they're objecting to a lot of what they're seeing. They didn't ask for this.
But think about who is really leading those town hall meetings. I'm not just talking about the ones that are supposed to be putting those Republican lawmakers on the hot seat.
Right.
But think about these gatherings that are being done all over the country, and they're massive. They're being led by Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
AOC and Bernie are out there, yep. And they're getting crowds of 5,000, 10,000, 30,000,
right.
35,000 people.
Amazing stuff.
Are flocking to these events.
Yeah.
And think about how they talk. They are talking in a class-conscious way. Mm-hmm. They're talking about working-class people. Not men and women, not black and white, not immigrant or native born. They're talking about working class people. They're pounding away at that, and that's what people respond to. Is like they're talking to me. They're talking about us,
mm-hmm.
and that is unifying language when you talk in those terms, and you're not succumbing to that desire on the part of the ruling class to distinguish one person, one worker from another worker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We will continue with Mike McCabe on John and Gordy in the Morning. It is 7:49. Back with more in just a moment, right here on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? They say in Harlan County, there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a Union man or a thug for J.H. Blair.
There you go. WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy in the Morning.
Pete Seeger there. Yeah. 7:52, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Mismatch sale going on. Biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside. Same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now, save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better with Verlo Mattress of Madison, two locations, east side and west side, or go to verlo.com. And our text to win contest, we're in a contest hour here for the keyword. The keyword this hour is base, B-A-S-E. You have a few more minutes up until 8 a.m. to enter that word in order to be eligible to win a pair of Brewer tickets, Milwaukee Brewer tickets, up for grabs. You'll have other chances to win other prizes today during the 11 a.m. hour, also 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. And each day this week and next week, you'll be entered in for the grand prize, which is a Verlo mattress, queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison. So get those texts in. And again, you can text us at 608-879-8255 or do it the easy way, the Civic Media app, which is free to download and always free to use. Get that word in, BASE, B-A-S-E, for those Brewer tickets, and then be entered in for the grand prize.
Our special guest this morning, Mike McCabe, blogger and author, and we're talking about the upper class dividing everyone, essentially for their own benefit. We have a text here from the Chuckster out in Racine. He says, waiting for the reference to that old Scott Walker line, divide and conquer, remember? He's talking to a billionaire saying, well, all we're going to do is just divide and conquer.
Usually they're discreet enough not to say that out loud. But it's certainly their aim.
Got caught on video. Yeah, that's an amazing reference. Thank you for that.
He thought he was... He thought he was in a private conversation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, one of the surprising things, and really surprising for me, because I normally expect this kind of stuff, but when the election was based on inflation and the price of eggs and the price of bacon, and then when they got in power, the prices went up, and they said, well, it's going to be painful for a while, and people adjusted to that immediately. They thought, oh, well, that's fine. We'll take another recession just as long as we get to where we should be, and that is the preeminent power in the globe. So that was surprising, that immediate
and frightening.
Flip. It, yeah, frightening as heck.
Yeah, because they'll say this is the problem, folks. It's the price of eggs. It's the price of everything. Yeah. You're going to go broke because you're not going to be able to afford anything unless we have a change of course. And then when they gain power and the prices go up instead of down, they go, the prices aren't the issue. Right. Maybe the inflation actually might be a good thing. It might be necessary because there's the Panama Canal and there's Greenland and my goodness, the hordes at the border and these criminals, running rampant in the streets. They're always creating the new problem for people to fixate on. Always with an eye mm-hmm. of saying and doing things that will splinter people and get people saying, well, I'm not with you.
Right.
And because again, as I say, the real crux of the issue here is that the thing the ruling class fears more than anything is a united working class.
Well, the thing that
they can't have that.
The thing that bothers me is that they don't solve the problems.
Of course not.
They divert you away from the problem.
But yeah. But their intent is never to solve problems for working class people.
Right. Right.
Their aim is to enrich themselves.
Yes.
And to maintain control over the population.
Their power. Yeah.
They don't want to solve problems for anybody. They want control. They want to be in charge. They want to rule over others. So that they can enrich themselves. And,
right.
And that's why Nero is such a vivid historical figure. I mean, here's a guy who did nothing but live extravagantly and self-indulgently and just enriched himself and ruthlessly controlled the population until the population wised up enough and said, you know what, we're not having any more of this. And price was put on his head. He was convicted to die, and he ended up dying by his own hand, stabbed himself in the throat at the very end. And that's the way these people usually end up in the end. Once people wise up for about what they've been subjected to, what these people have done to maintain control over everybody.
You know, we've seen the price of eggs continue to go up, and they're going down just a little bit now at this point. It's the bird flu, but I'm going to blame the president. and in Wisconsin, the Republican response to this is to take our attention away from that, and then they proposed a rule or a law for the rest of the state that would require local governments to allow at least 4 chickens on residential properties. Anyone... anywhere,
really?
Any city, any town, you can have a chicken coop in the backyard. Now, isn't that amazing? Now,
it
brings those people together, right?
It doesn't
solve the problem, but it certainly takes you over there. And now,
exactly.
Man, you got to support the chicken coops,
exactly.
Don't you?
And hey, I got neighbors who have chickens, and yeah. I got no problem with it whatsoever.
Right.
But the real purpose of this is just to divert people's attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amazing stuff.
Mike, thanks for being with us.
Well, you're going to be with us again.
Yeah, this afternoon.
This afternoon.
On Maggie Dawn Show.
Yep, talk to you again soon.
All
yeah.
Right.
Very good. That's going to do it for us for today. Tomorrow, we will welcome back Dr. Tim Slecker, talking about the Department of Education and everything that's left of it.
Yeah.
Also, we'll chat with Jim Healy and Ben Reiser from the Wisconsin Film Fest. Stephanie Miller is next. John, have a good day. I'll talk to you this afternoon.
All right. Yeah, we'll see you later.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.